奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin our afternoon service.
唱是314首。
I sing hymn 314.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告，求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
Let us kneel down and pray to ask God to guide us in our afternoon service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。在我们教会要接受洗礼，首先我们会解释十大信条。
Before a person is baptized into your church, we would explain to them that
十大信条
the ten basic beliefs of the true Jesus Church.
那接下去我们会解释十诫。
And also, following that, we will also explain the ten commandments.
如果一个人都能够接受，也愿意持守那他就可以洗礼。
If a person accepts and believes and is willing to hold to these teachings for the rest of his life, then we will baptize the person.
那我们十大信条已经查考完毕。
We have finished studying all 10 basic beliefs.
我们现在要来查考十条诫命。
And so today we will begin studying the 10 commandments.
那为什么要查考这个十诫？
What's the purpose of studying the 10 commandments?
第一点。
First.
因为我们要做神的子民的条件就是要遵守神的约。
Because a criteria to become the people of God is to do our part in the covenant.
那这个神的约有一部分就是十诫。
And part of God's covenant with us is the Ten Commandments.
我们现在看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
我们要用三十分钟的时间先来大概解释，然后第二个三十分钟我们分组讨论。
So we shall study the commandment for in the first 30 minutes, and then we will spend the rest of the session in discussion.
那我们英文一组，我们请 Grace 等一下的英文那边的带领看要分组，然后中文分作两组。
And so there will be an English group led by Sister Grace, and then there will be two Chinese discussion groups.
那我们请陈执事等一下来分组。我们看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。这里带在神指到以色列百姓神将他们好像鹰背在翅膀上要归我。以色列百姓要归属于神。
Here the Lord said that he had brought the people on eagle's wings and brought them to himself.
然后第五节。
Verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。这个地方在讲你们要在万民中做属我的子民。
God says that the Israelites were a special people belonging to him.
在万民中所有的人当中只有这一部分是属神的子民。
Above all people, only the Israelites were his.
但是前面有一个条件，你们若就是说你如果去做，你才可以有这个神的子民的这个权利。
But in order to be God's people, there is a condition. And verse 5 says, if you will.
你如果听从我话，遵守我的约。
If you will obey my voice, and if you will keep my covenant.
那神的话是什么？我们看二十章第一节。
What is the word of God?
二十章第一节。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 1.
神吩咐这一切的话说，这个是神说的。
God spoke all these words.
那第三节。
Verse
3. 第二节。我是主你的神，曾将我是你的神，是你的个人的神。
God said, I am the Lord your God. He's the God of every person.
然后将你们从埃及为奴之家领出来的，是我是赐恩的，拣选你的。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He is the God who have mercy on us.
然后第三节
Verse 3.
除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
啊，这一节讲这是神讲的。那后来啊，神到西的神也圣经也说，神用他的手指头写在石板上。
God spoke these words and later wrote them with his fingers on the stone tablets.
啊，那给摩西叫摩西下来啊，颁布给以色列百姓。
And he gave these words to Moses so that he would teach the people.
那从第三节一直到十七节就是十诫。
In verses 3 to 17, is the Ten Commandments.
啊，这个十诫不是十条建议。
The Ten Commandments are not ten suggestions.
哦，那诫命跟建议有什么不同？
What is the difference?
建议是讲一个意见给你听，要不要你自己判断。
A suggestion is just an opinion, and you get to decide whether you want to follow or not.
诫命是带有权柄的命令。
But a commandment carries authority.
你做，你可以得福。
If you do, you will be blessed.
如果我们不做，这个就是审判我们的标准。
If you don't do, it will be a judgment to you.
虽然世界上现在有很多的基督徒。
There are many Christians today.
但是把十条诫命真正当作诫命的人不多。
But not many take the Ten Commandments as true commandments.
可以说大部分的基督徒都不是把十诫当作十条诫例。
You might say most of the Christians consider the Ten Commandments as ten suggestions.
所以为什么基督徒很多，但是社会的道德一直在往下滑？
Even though there are still many proclaimed Christians, but the morality is declining.
因为很多人把这个当作建议。
Because people treat the word of God as suggestions.
哪一条我喜欢，我遵守。
If I like some commandments, then I will follow them.
哪一条这不适合我的生活方式，所以我就不要。
If some don't fit into my lifestyle, then I won't follow them.
所以我是不是遵守，是我在做主人。
Then each person gets to decide whether they want to follow the word of God.
这个跟拜神不一样。
But that's not how we should worship God.
啊，拜神啊，这个神就是我们的主宰。
God is our Lord.
啊，所以神讲的话有权柄。
And His word has power.
既然我们要拜他，就要顺他的话。
If we will worship Him, then we must follow every word.
没有选择。
There is no other choice.
啊，所以这个十条诫命啊，这是做神子民的条件。
And the Ten Commandments are a criteria for the people of God.
因此有一个少年的财主来问主耶稣，我应该怎么做才可以得永生？
A young ruler once came to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?
他很想要得到永生。
He wanted eternal life.
啊，主耶稣怎么说？
And what did Jesus say?
我们看路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加十八章十八节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 18.
有一个官员问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”这里说：“我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
那主耶稣讲什么？
What did Jesus say?
二十节。
20.
诫命你是晓得的。
You know the commandments.
所以第一个就是诫命，你要得永生，第一个就是要守诫。
If you want to inherit eternal life, obey the commandments.
当然，这个少年的官他是犹太人，他应该是是相信有神，他才会来得找永生嘛。
And of course, this rich young ruler, a Jew, knew the commandments and he believed in God.
但是主耶稣第一个讲诫命，你是晓得。
But Jesus first told him to obey the commandments.
那下面讲的不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可作假见证、孝顺父母，这个就是十诫的后半部。
And Jesus listed the second half of the Ten Commandments.
可见主耶稣很清楚，你如果要得永生，不只相信有神就可以了，你要守诫命。
So in order to inherit eternal life, it requires more than believing in God, but you must also obey the commandments.
所以我们将来还要进天国，那个审判的标准其中有一个就是十诫。
And there are a standard by which we will be judged.
所以守约是神子民的条件。
As people of God, we must obey the commandments.
好，那我们要怎么来遵守这个十诫？
So how do we obey the Ten Commandments?
要遵守十诫其实有两个原因。
And there are two reasons we
obey. 第一个就是对神的敬畏。
First, we obey out of fear of the Lord.
你知道，小孩子都不希望父母给他讲很多要做什么，不要做什么。
Children don't like their parents asking them to do this and not to do this.
那其实对父母来讲是满心的爱啊。 因为啊，你就是要做什么，不要做什么，你才会有前途。
Because the parents ask them to do these things because of love, to they want to help them.
那对以色列百姓来讲也是一样，他们在在这个旷野旅程中啊，他在埃及这么多年了、啊、都没有什么捆绑。
And likewise, the Israelites felt that they were free when they were in Egypt.
但是现在在旷野旅程就开始操练。是他们真的做一个神的使民。
But they were trained, and when they wandered in the wilderness, so that they would become the people of God.
所以二十章神颁布十诫之前，到底神做什么
？So at this point, it would be when God gave them the commandments. What has He done for them?
从十六节开始
，verse 16.
好，神就降临在西乃山上。
It says God.Descended on Mount Sinai.
那神降临的时候，雷轰、闪电、地震。
Chapter 19, verse 16 says they were thunder and lightning.
然后声音很大，百姓中尽都发颤。
And there was a loud sound, so the people trembled.
然后摩西率百姓出营迎接神。
And Moses brought the people out to meet God.
所以神很有权柄。很有能力，非常有威严，降在西乃山上。
God descended with power and might on the mountain.
那他这样神一降下来之后，以色列百姓有什么反应
？And so what did the people do?
十八节，十八章，二十章十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 18.
众百姓看见雷轰、闪电、地震、脚声、冒烟，都发颤，远远站立。十九节。
19.
对摩西说：“求你跟我们说话，我们必听；不要神跟我们说话，恐怕我们都死了。”你看，当他看到神的权柄的时候，非常顺服。你讲我都听，不要神跟我们讲，我们看我们都死光了。
When the people witnessed the power of God, they feared and they would obey everything they hear.
所以我们会遵守诫命的一个很重要原因是对神的敬畏。
So we obey the Ten Commandments because we fear the Lord.
敬畏神就会远离恶事。
We fear the Lord, then we will depart from all evil.
什么是恶事
？What is evil?
就是诫命说不可以做的事。
Anything that the commandments forbids us to do.
那如果对神有敬畏，神讲的话就有分量。
And when we fear the Lord, then His word carries weight.
我们现在的人对神没有敬畏。
But many people do not fear the Lord today.
所以神讲的话觉得没有分量。
And they do not think God's word is important enough.
自己已经取代了神。
They take and they see themselves as higher than God.
我感觉怎样最重要。
It's more important to do what I feel like doing.
已经取代了神。
They replaced themselves. They replaced God with themselves.
所以这个敬畏神啊，是守诫命的一个重要的因素。
So the fear of the Lord is.The reason we obey.
我记得我小时候的时候非常怕犯罪。
And when I was little, I was so afraid to sin.
因为想象神很可怕，神会审判的。
Because I fear the judgment from God.
都不敢犯罪。
I dare not do anything bad.
这真的是哦，敬畏神，真的我们会远离恶事。
And so to fear the Lord, it will drive us away from evil.
那另外一个原因
，The second reason,
就是爱神。
It's because we love God.
所以要守诫命啊，要爱神。
And we obey the commandments because we love God.
我们先来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第八节。
Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
凡事都不可以亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常有亏欠，因为爱人就完全的律法。第九节。
Verse 9.
像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包括在“爱人如己”这一句话。第四节。
Verse
10. 爱不加害于人，所以爱就完全的律法。十诫的前面四条就是讲爱神。
The first four commandments teaches us to love the Lord.
因为爱神，所以你会把他当神来敬拜。
We love God, therefore we worship God because we love Him.
要尊重他，好像你爱父母，你一定会尊重你父母。
And we respect Him because we love Him, just as we respect and love our parents.
神就是我们天上的父。
God is our Father in heaven.
因为爱神，所以我们就不会雕刻偶像得罪神。
if we love him, then we will not make idols for ourselves.
因为爱神，所以我们就会想办法荣耀神的名，不会亵渎神的名。
And if we love him, we will glorify his name and not blaspheme against him.
因为爱神，所以我们就把一天分别出来归为圣，这样来亲近神。
And if we love him, we will set one day out of the week aside for God.
这个就是遵守安息日。
That's to obey, observe the Sabbath.
那后面的六条就是爱人。
The next six commandments teaches us to love others.
啊，因为爱人，所以你会孝敬父母。
Because we love others, we would honor them, our parents.
因为爱人，所以我们不会杀人。
Because we love others, we would not murder.
因为爱人，所以我们不会犯奸淫。
Because we love others, we would not commit adultery.
因为爱人，所以我们不会偷拿。
Because we love others, we would not steal.
因为爱人，我们不会做假见证陷害。
We love others, we would not bear false witness.
所以为什么这个世代这么难守诫命？
And why is it so hard to keep the commandments in this generation?
当然我们可以归给这个大环境，因为大家都不做，所以你就很难。
We can blame the environment because no one obeys the commandments, so it's hard.
这个不是基本原因。
But that's not the fundamental reason.
基本原因，这么难守诫命是我们对神的敬畏已经减少。
It's hard because we no longer fear the Lord.
也是可以说我们对神的爱还不够。
And that we do not love God enough.
所以诫命很难守。
And that's why it's hard to observe and keep the whole commandments.
如果我们很敬畏神又很爱神，诫命就不难守。
If we truly fear the Lord and we truly love Him, then it will be easy to obey the commandments.
所以守约的动机是出于敬畏神跟爱神。
So to keep the commandments, we must first fear the Lord and to love Him.
那我们现在看这个十诫第一诫的根本的。在讲什么？
So let's take a look at the first commandment.
这里说，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
你看那个英文gods 是小写，而且后面是多数的。
Notice gods is not capitalized and it is plural.
但是圣经里面这个独一的真神是大写，而是单数的。
As opposed to God or the Lord, which is capitalized and singular.
所以我们就知道说，在人的观念里面，神很多。
And to many people, there are many gods.
但是真神只有一个。
But there is only one true God.
所以我们现在在这个社会里面要敬拜独一真神呢，实在是有点困难。
And so in this age, it is very difficult to worship the one true God.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个是一个多元文化的社会。
Because this is a multimedia society.
所以讲究尊重，还有讲究对话。
And it is open and to all sorts of ideas.
Dialogue.
And dialogue.
所以没有讲究对立。
Because
不讲究对立。
And otherwise you would be, you have many conflicts.
所以不同宗教拜的神，在这个社会都要互相的尊重。
And so people teach you that you must respect all the different gods from many religions.
所以这个拜独一的真神越来越难。
So it is hard to worship one true God.
你看那个几天前美国总统就职。
Just a few days ago, we had the presidential inauguration.
一个牧师上去祷告。
There was a pastor who gave a prayer.
最后是奉耶稣的名。
In the end, he ended his prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
好多人跟他嘘啊。
But many people booed him.
根据就发现，这么多的人都是从美国来的。
And the people there were Americans.
那为什么奉耶稣的名祷告，大家要嘘他
？Why did they oppose ending the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ？
因为这是一个多元文化社会，你怎么可以强调一个神
？Because they disagreed that it should only Jesus is God.
但是他是一个牧师啊。
But he was a pastor.
所以他信圣经，你只能奉耶稣的名。
He was a Christian pastor, so of course he would end his prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
但是政治家就不一样了。
And politicians would be different.
从总统开始演讲。
When the president spoke.
美国是基督教的国家。
He said, United States is a Christian country.
美国是回教国家，回教的国家。
It is also a country of Muslims.
美国是犹太教的国家。
It is also a country of Judaism.
美国是印度教的国家。
And a country of Hindus.
这是政治家。
Those are the words of a politician.
因为他赢得大家的支持。
Because he must win support from everyone.
但是这不是圣经的精神。
But that is not the spirit of the Bible.
圣经的精神是独一真神。
The Bible teaches there is one true God.
其他都不是真神。
The others are not real gods.
不是真神就是假的。
If they're not true, then they are false.
就是人造出来的。
They are created by man.
或者神所造的万物。
Or things that God has created.
或者神所造的人。
Or are the people that God's created.
独一真神，只有一个。
There is only one true God.
所以除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
God said, "You shall have no other gods before me."
独一的。
There is only one.
所以我们这个世界就告诉我们神只有一个。
God, the Bible tells us there is one God.
这个神就是圣经里面创造万物的神。
And that God is the God who created the heaven and the earth.
是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的神。
He is all-knowing and almighty and everywhere.
一切是因他而造，也是为他而造。
And everything was created from him and for him.
为着宣扬他的荣耀。
In order to glorify himself.
第四个。不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
所以在这个社会很容易相信耶稣是神。
It's easy to to believe Jesus Christ is God.
但是其他的也是神。
But it's also easy to believe that all other gods are gods also.
但是第一件说，除了我，你就不可有别的神，其他的就不是神。
But the Bible says.Aside from God, there is no other God.
所以我们要跟神建立关系的第一条就是独一真神。
So the first commandment to have a relationship with the Lord is that there is only one God, that is Jesus Christ.
请我们讨论四个问题。
So there are four discussion questions.
那如果我们有问题也可以自己提出来讨论。
And feel free to raise your own questions as well.
一个最基本的问题就是说为什么要拜神。
First question, basic question, why do we worship God?
我们这个拜神的原因跟那个拜偶像的人的那个拜他所谓的拜神到底有什么不同？
Is it, do we have a different reason worshiping the Lord as opposed to worshiping other idols?
我们想想看约伯记第一章。
Think to, about Job chapter 1.
为什么约伯拜神？
Why did Job worship God?
那其他的人怎么看约伯在拜神？
And why did other people think Job worship God?
然后我们来想想为什么要拜神？
So, and think for ourselves, why do we worship God?
是为着功利还是为着神本身？
Is it for benefits or blessings or we worship God for God alone?
第二个
Two.
何以在这个世界难守十诫？
Why is it so difficult in this generation to keep the Ten Commandments?
请我们本身呢，我们讲一些我们的体验。
And you can share your own experiences.
那困难怎么克服？
And how do you overcome that difficulty?
第三个。
Three.
在多元文化的社会里面，敬拜独一真神有什么困难？
And what's the difficulty to worship only one God in this multicultural society?
第四个。
Four.
先举例说明敬拜神别的神的后果。
And what is the consequences of worshiping other gods?
为什么以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦？
Why were the Israelites exiled to Babylon?
圣殿被拆毁。
And why was the temple destroyed?
圣城被火焚烧。
Why was the city burned to the ground?
原因是因为他们敬拜别的神。
It was because they worshiped other gods.
惹天上独一真神嫉妒。
And they incurred the jealousy of the one God in heaven.
所以我们现在要分组来讨论。
So let us divide up into discussion groups.
半个钟头。
Let's discuss for 30 minutes.
时间到，我们各组我们自己祷告结束。
And so when 30 minutes is up, please conclude your discussion in the prayer.
那我们现在请英文的先带到餐厅。
English discussion group, please go to the dining room.
那讲中文的我们留在这里，等一下请陈执事来分组。
And the Chinese discussion group will remain at chapel.
所以我们英文的，请我们现在到餐厅。
So English speaking members, please go to the dining hall.